If you knew how much your vanilla latte with extra whip costs you calorie-wise, would you still drink it? Well, the FDA recently made the move to require major restaurant chains, along with some movie theaters and amusement parks, to list the calories alongside the food on their menus. And they hope that this will give people enough information to make healthier choices about what they choose to eat. But will it change behavior, or will it simply add to confusion? Marlene Schwartz joins us now. She's director of the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University. Marlene, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first off, how will these new rules work?
Well, basically, any chain restaurant that has 20 or more outlets around the country will be required to put the calories next to their main menu items. So you'll see it at places like the fast food restaurants, but also sit-down restaurants that are chains like Applebee's or Cheesecake Factory, places like that.
And movie theaters, too. Sounds like ice cream shops, amusement parks. So this is pretty broad.
It is pretty broad. I think the movie theaters was a surprise because we had heard that they were one of the groups that really did not want to be included in the rule. But when the federal government made the final decision, they were included. So that was interesting.
And what is the goal here with the FDA? Why make this move?
Well, I think there are a few reasons. One is that people want to be more responsible for what they're eating, and the message that's being given to Americans is it's calories in and calories out. So if you're going to hold people responsible for the number of calories they're consuming, you need to help them know what that number is. So it's really about consumer information. It's about providing individuals the information that they can use if they want to keep track of their calories. And that's why I think it's a completely justifiable role for the government to play.
Now, there's a lot of disagreement right now about whether or not this will help people eat healthier stuff, not at the FDA, of course, but among people who are weighing in, researchers and opinion pieces in newspapers, disagreement. What is your take?
Well, we've done some research on this. We actually did some of the very early research. Christina Roberto, when she was a graduate student at Yale, did a study on this, and she's continued to study this. And our studies actually showed that it did make a difference, that people did tend to choose lower-calorie options. And when you gave them what we called the anchor statement, letting them know that 2,000 calories was about what you should aim for in a day, that they did even better. That sort of helped people put the number of calories in context. So I think that that's important, and that is part of the final rule. I think that other studies have been mixed. There definitely have been cases where calories have gone up, for example, in fast food restaurants, and there wasn't a lot of change in terms of what people were ordering. My guess is it's going to really depend on which segment of the consumer group you're looking at. So, for example, if you're looking at teenage boys, I'm guessing it's not going to make much of a difference. But if you're looking at a group that tends to be more health conscious, like adult women, you may see a larger change.
Now, do you think people are well educated enough about calories? And every person's caloric intake allotment per day is slightly different. So do you think people know what they're working with well enough to make this be put to good use?
I don't think right now. That I guess that there are some people who would be able to tell you how many calories they should be eating in a day, but I guess that that's not going to be everybody. My hope is that this will actually be an education component itself, that when people start to see the number of calories on the menu, they will start to understand what a calorie is and how many calories are in different foods. And so it would be interesting to see if a few years from now people actually had a much better understanding of calories.
Well, do you expect that there will be some sort of public education effort to go along with the calorie posting?
I actually don't know if that's part of the plan or not. I mean, it certainly would make sense to have some education involved so that people understood, you know, what they were looking at and sort of had a sense of about how many calories they should be eating in a meal.
Now, some experts are hoping restaurants will want to make sure they've got lower calorie stuff on the menu so that, you know, presents an array of choices and doesn't make it look like they're only serving unhealthy food and that they may add more of those things. Do you see that as something which could realistically happen?
That was one of my personal theories when this first started coming under discussion. Was my guess was that restaurants would want to add some options. So if you look at a restaurant, not to pick on them, but let's say Cheesecake Factory, there's some restaurants that just tend to have a lot of very large portions and high-calorie dishes. once they have to put the calories on there, I think they're going to start coming up with some other options because they know that a segment of their customer base is more health conscious and is going to come in and look at the calories and think, my goodness. I had that experience when New York City first introduced menu labeling, and this was a number of years ago. I went to a restaurant there with my family, and my daughter looked at the menu and said, I don't know what on here I could even order that isn't just one of the appetizers, because it was amazing how hard it was to find anything under like 800 calories on the menu.
Yeah, in a related vein, some people are worried that if people aren't well educated about calories, they'll go to a restaurant and they'll see that some things, say, have 2,000 calories. And by contrast, maybe something else is 1,200 calories. And they'll think, well, that's pretty healthy. I'm going to get that. Not realizing that, you know, even 1,200 calories is quite a lot when you're looking at it within a 2,000 calorie a day context, that people could end up misunderstanding this and choosing less healthfully than maybe they would have beforehand.
You know, I think that we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, I don't think that there is a lot of reason to worry that things are going to get worse. One of the cities that's actually shown some improvement when it comes to childhood obesity, in fact, one of the only places in the country that's shown improvement is Philadelphia. And something interesting about Philadelphia is they did institute menu labeling a number of years ago. So it's been there. I think New York was probably first, California, and then Philadelphia has been for a number of years already. So I'm not too worried that people are going to make worse choices. I think that some people will make better choices and some people will just ignore them.
Well, we're talking right now with Marlene Schwartz. She's the director of the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University. We're talking about new FDA regulations coming down the pipeline that require chain restaurants with 20 or more restaurants, movie theaters, ice cream stores, amusement parks, some other places like that, to post the calorie content in their food. And we want to hear from you about this. Do you think posting calories will help Americans make healthier choices? Are we well informed enough about calories to know how to make sense of this new information? And let's say you're going out to celebrate. You want to have something high calorie like a fish fry. Do you want to know how many calories that you're downing? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with Marlene Schwartz. She's the director of the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University, talking about some new FDA regulations coming soon that will require restaurants, chain restaurants, to post calories and other nutrition information, protein, fat, sugars, carbohydrates, things like that, on the calorie content of their food. At least for prepared foods, we'll have lots of information. But will this make a difference? Will people change the way that they're eating, make healthier choices? Do you want to know the calories that you're eating? Do you think it would help you? And if you've been in a state, a city that already observed some of these, what do you think? Did it change the way that you ordered and ate your food? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. Tiffany on Facebook says, I think it will play a part in my decision, but generally when I go to a restaurant, it's because I really love a certain dish. I think it'll help people become more aware of how many calories are actually in food. Maybe they should also post, she says, how long you'd have to run in order to burn off a burger meal. So that's from Tiffany. Now that's echoing a concern that some people have that when they go out to eat, they want what they want, and they might not even look at the menu. They might just order, and so this might be sort of an ineffectual tool. What do you think?
Well, if people, you know, want to choose a certain thing and they've already decided they don't want to look at the menu, that's completely fine. I mean, the idea isn't to force people to, you know, face this information if they don't want to. It's really to have it available so that people can use it if they'd like to use it. Tiffany's idea, though, is actually substantiated by a research study. There was, I think, some corner stores in Baltimore, Maryland, where they posted the number of minutes that you would have to run in order to burn off the calories of a soda, and they tracked purchasing, and they actually found that purchasing went down when people saw how long they'd have to run to burn off all of those calories. So it's another way of educating people about the, you know, sort of what it means when you consume those calories.
And Americans eat a third of their calories out, not in the home, every day. Given that, do you think this could potentially have a pretty big impact?
I think it is going to have an impact. I think that, you know, some of the impact is just going to be through the education. I do still think that restaurants are going to start to diversify their menus a lot more. I mean, I've seen just anecdotally looking at Starbucks that, you know, several years ago, it was pretty hard to find a snack there that was fewer than maybe 400 or 500 calories. And it seems like they've been introducing a lot of options that are in a much lower calorie range, and they voluntarily have put calories in a number of their stores. So I think, you know, it's going to depend on the demographics that a restaurant is appealing to, but I think that, you know, restaurants that know that their clientele are interested in this information are going to work pretty hard to have options that appeal to their customers.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Max joining us from Superior. Hi, Max.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm a college student in Superior, and I know that I don't always make the best health choices, so I think by having these facts right in front of me, it'd be a reality check every time I go to grab a bite to grab real quick. I'm all in favor of it, and I like the statistic that you provided for Philadelphia, how they're actually succeeding, and they've been doing this for a while. I would encourage implementation in Wisconsin. I can't see any downside to it, really.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Max. And Marlee, what do we know about when people need to be on board with this?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think they probably have, I don't know, until next year to, you know, to implement this, but I don't actually know the exact date offhand.
Well, thanks to Max. Let's move on to Jeff in Milwaukee. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I love your show. I'm against this idea for several reasons. First one, you know how hard this is going to be in reality? I mean, people in Washington can write this down and put it on PowerPoints and say, yay, we're doing a good thing. But in reality, you know how hard this is going to be? It's going to be virtually impossible. And second, it's an imposition on people. You know, I want my freedom. I want to be able to go out to a restaurant and eat without big government yanking me to one direction. Hey, look at this, and you're going to get fat. I mean, this is still the United States of America, at least I thought it was. And I'm so tired of government imposing itself in every area of my life.
So, Jeff, when you say it'll be hard, are you worried about just the logistics of having things posted on a menu? Just the
Yeah, well, I used to own vending machines. And you know how hard this would be if I owned a vending machine? First of all, those guys are squeaking out a living, paying a lot of taxes already. This is just another huge burden on them. The small guy is going to get killed by this.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your points of view, Jeff. Appreciate that. And just to take one of Jeff's point of views, do you think that this is leading us toward, you know, a nanny state in America? People can choose what they want to do with information. They can seek it out if they want it. Is this going too far?
Well, I think that, you know, the role of government is to make sure that people have the information that they need to make healthy choices. And so I think it's completely within the bounds of government to make this information available. I don't really see it being, the government's not telling you what to eat or what not to eat. They're just telling you this piece of information that consumers, when you poll consumers, the majority of consumers want the information. In terms of it being so difficult to implement, I guess I would just point to all the places in the country that have already been doing this. You know, California, Seattle, New York, Philadelphia. There are a lot of places that have been doing this for years, and as far as I know, nobody's gone out of business. So I don't think that's such a big deal. Plus, this was supposed to go into effect over 2 years ago, so it's not like the restaurant industry hasn't had enough time to figure out how to do it. And in terms of the little guy, that is why they had the limit, you know, that it needed to be a chain restaurant. This isn't the mom and pop, you know, the one pizza place or the one restaurant that a family owns. So, you know, there was sensitivity to the fact that you didn't want to burden, you know, the really small places, that this is really for the large corporate chain restaurants that have the same menu all over the country. Everything is very much following a formula. And so it's not a burden. They have the information available already.
Now, I know that this might not be top on the list of things the FDA wants to accomplish with this, but is this going to make eating out less fun?
You know, I guess it just depends on your perspective. You know, if people, you know, don't want to pay any attention to that number, they don't need to pay attention to it. If, you know, it's just information. It's not a judgment. So I guess it really depends on how people look at it. I don't really see why it would make much of a difference. I mean, you have to know how much something costs. That may not be so fun, but it's just part of the deal. So when you go and you look at a menu, I mean, it used to be, right, they didn't have the prices on the woman's menu because she didn't have to know how much it costs, and only the man needed to know how much it costs. Well, our society has sort of evolved beyond that. So, you know, seeing the truth on the menu is not such a big deal.
And Marlene, very briefly, as we wrap up here, anything consumers can do to get ready for this so that they're informed about calories?
I mean, I think that if consumers want to, you know, look on the websites of the restaurants that they tend to go to, most of the restaurants nowadays have pretty comprehensive websites where they'll give you all the nutrition information. So you could certainly prep yourself if you, you know, if you tend to go to a certain place and you'd like to see how much your favorite dish is, you know, how they look nutritionally, you can almost always get that information online so that when this happens, there won't be any surprises.
Marlene, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Marlene Schwartz, director of the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University.